Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, maybe. I don't know when you're listening to this. Bienvenidos! Welcome to Business 121 Financial Planning and Money Management for Summer 2018. Now, I introduce myself, and I introduce the class website, and you're going to walk through Canvas. So, this little commentary is going to concentrate on the syllabus. The most important document of the class that nobody reads and quickly puts in the back of their notebook and never looks at again. And we've made it worse because now our powers that be have recommended that we have an extended long format of the syllabus that contains chock full of information that you'll never read or remember. And so that's why I keep my short version, a two-page version, really one page, and the second page is the course schedule, which is even more important than the first page. But let's go through it because it does have information that is important. Okay. Now, you got it? The short form? You're going to take a look at the short form. That's what we're looking at now, and whether you have it on the screen or printed it out. Course description / objective. Introduction to financial planning and money management. Emphasis is placed on practical personal financial management concepts and skills. Yes, it is. Everything we learn in this class is practical. Now, maybe at your stage of life, it doesn't apply to you yet. But, you know, someday it will. Someday you're going to have to make a decision whether you want to buy a home or not. Someday you're going to start investing, right? Yes, nod your head, yes, of course. And then eventually you have to plan for your estate, do your estate planning, which is the plan for your ultimate demise. So we're going to think about death in this class also, but just at the end, don't worry. So, you with us, right? This class is practical. Are you going to be doing quadratic equations 10 years from now? Probably not. Some of you maybe. Are you going to be discussing the impact of 19th century impressionism upon 20th century op art? No. Well, if you're at that party trying to score with the art student. No, you know, folks, what's the one thing you're going to be dealing with for the rest of your life? Money. That's right. And this class teaches you about money and financial resources and planning and executing. And, you know, every professor, every teacher thinks that their class is the most important class on the college campus. But I'm going to tell you that I think this is probably one of the most important classes you'll ever take. Now, one could make an argument that health classes are more important, right? Because if you don't have your health, what good is it to have your finances? But still, this is a class that is extremely beneficial. I wish we had it when I was getting started a long time ago. And my goal, and we're going to talk about goal setting, my goal is to make this the best class you have ever taken. I know it sounds a little ridiculous, a little over the top, but it's sincere. And I'm going to work hard to make it the best class. A class that 10, 20 years from now, you'll be able to look back and say, you know, that really helped me in this crazy, bizarre, joyful, sad, scary, absurd adventure that we call life. Cool. So let's continue with the course content, and this is what we're going to do over the next 8 weeks. Goal setting, financial statements, very important, budgeting and resource allocation, tax strategies, everybody's favorite topic to hate, banking, cash and debt management, purchasing strategies, insurance planning and risk management, investing fundamentals, my favorite part of the semester, retirement and estate planning. Yeah, that's it. Those are the materials. Those are the concepts that we're going to go through. Now let's take a look at the materials. The book is called Focus on Personal Finance. You know, it's okay. You can use any edition. And at the bottom of the class webpage, you will see links to places where you can buy older editions for $10, folks. And I want you to maybe take a look at some of the comments on Rate My Professors where the students say, you know, I didn't really need the book. We're not allowed to say that, of course. Well, I didn't throw that. Did I say that? No. What else do you need? You need a notebook. A three-ring binder would be very helpful because we have copious notes for you to print and assignments for you to work on, worksheets for you to work on. There's answer keys, commentaries. You need a calculator. But if you want to play with your spreadsheet, go right ahead. We use Google Docs, and it's very, very powerful, folks. Dedication, organization, motivation, hard work, and self-discipline. Yeah. Yeah. If you're taking an online class and you're going to see in Canvas several videos and other resources from other students who are taking online, who have taken online classes and are trying to yell at you through the through the internet about, well, how important it is to be on top of things, because it's so easy to get behind. Let's take a look at attendance and lateness. Students taking online classes must have self-discipline. Why? Because there's no class for you to show up. You know, you have to make time for us. Now, we're here, folks. We're going to make it as easy as possible. You can download the lectures to your mobile device, to a CD, to an MP3 player. Listen to them while you're exercising, while you're commuting. You can watch them on your smartphone. But you have to make the time. Reading the text, viewing the presentations, listening to the audio lectures, submitting assignments, taking the exams are all expected to be done on time. Now, if you have doubts about your ability to work on your own, please consider taking one of the traditional face-to-face classes this fall. If you're a procrastinator, oh boy, you're going to be challenged this summer. We are looking forward to seeing you face-to-face at the main campus this fall. You procrastinators. Because, as we said, summer classes move at twice the normal rate. You're going to have to study and work every day. And that's not easy when it's summer and your buddies want you to go to the beach and you can take the lectures to you with you at the beach. Listen, your buddies listen to them. They'll say how exciting this stuff is. Anyway, grading. Okay, so you understand? Every day, dear students, every day. What I suggest to people is try to find a time every day that you can work on the class. And if you don't have an exercise program and you've been saying you've always wanted an exercise program, here's your chance, right? You take your mobile, download it to your mobile device. Take it to the gym, get on the treadmill, get on the spinning machine, listen while you're exercising. It's huge time management. It's wonderful time management, right? Because you're killing two birds with one stone. You're exercising and you're studying. Cool. Now, grading. The course grade will be based upon class participation, homework and assignments, short quizzes, exams, a comprehensive final exam. We will show you what is required of you, and after the first exam, you'll see that my exams are very straightforward. Our exams are very straightforward. They're very much, every time they're very similar. There's some Scantron, you know, multiple choice, true, false, and then there's calculations and short essay, and it's not that hard, folks. In fact, you can get an A in this class. If you're remotely sober and relatively aware of your general surroundings and apply yourself about an hour a day, you're going to do well because it's not rocket science, folks. And some other instructors love to yell at me and say, oh, you just teach them common sense. I mean, what kind of, that doesn't belong in college. And I say, oh, yeah? Do you know the automobile liability limits for your home, your automobile insurance policy? And they go, what? I have full coverage. There's no such thing. Chapter 8. Okay, anyway. So, you got it, folks? No plagiarism. Okay, you know that. You don't. It's great to work in teams, folks. It's great. In fact, that's one of the best ways to learn is to help other people and teach it and teach each other. That's a great way. But don't just grab somebody else's work. You're only cheating yourself, really. Time requirements. Okay, so here's where it says, you know, for every one college unit, you need 2 hours outside of class. So that's about, you know, 6 to 9 hours a week. So I try to tell people, set aside 1 hour each day, okay? Don't wait until the end of the week, Saturday afternoon, because you know you're not going to do it then, because then your buddies come over and you're out partying. So 1 hour a day. Get up early in the morning, maybe later in the afternoon when you go to the gym or when you walk the dog or chase after the children at the park. Okay, accommodations. You folks know the drill. If you've worked with the Disabled Student Services Department, which is an excellent group, by the way, contact me, talk to them. We have alternate forms that can help you. All the presentations are closed caption, so you can read them. You don't have to listen to them. So, contact me. Now, if you've never been to the Academic Success Center, you should go, folks, especially if your study skills are not that great, if you need motivation. This place is awesome. You know, we used to call them the tutoring centers, but now we have to give it a fancy name like Academic Success Center. But still, I'm not trying to disparage this place. This is awesome. And why? Because you're surrounding yourself with other students who are highly motivated. And it's contagious. And eventually what's going to happen is you're going to say, this is great, I want to help too. So you'll become a tutor, and you know what? That's the dirty little secret of we instructors, of we teachers, of we professors. We learn more by teaching the material than the students learn by being students. So I know it sounds bizarre, but that's the way to learn, is to teach something. Yeah. So check out the Writing Center, the Reading Center, the Math Center, the Interdisciplinary Tutoring Lab. But most importantly, check out the Academic Success Center. That's the 420 building, okay? Do it, do it, do it. Don't procrastinate. Do it now. Now, how do you get in touch with me over the summer? Most people send me an email. Don't leave a message at my office, because I don't pick it up enough. I get around. I finally, oh, yeah, I better pick up your messages. But I'm not on campus on the summer because I teach online and it's the summer. So we can make an appointment. I'll be happy to meet you at the campus or someplace else that is better for you. But also, we can also meet online. There's it's on my homepage, and it's in Canvas also. It's like Skype. It's called Zoom, and it's very powerful. We can see each other, we can talk to one another, and we can give each other our computers, so we can look. Now, what does that mean? It means I can show you what's on my screen, I can see what's on your screen, you can show me what's on your screen. So it's pretty powerful. It's a pretty powerful system, and we can meet online. And you can use your cell phone, you can use your smartphone, you can use your mobile device or a computer. Or you can even call in, but then why not just call me? There's my phone number. we can make an appointment to talk over the phone also. Now, what is this student learning outcomes? That's just something that somebody in Sacramento said we had to do. Don't look at it. It's not a thing for you. It's just a waste of time and money. But it's very important. Yes. I'm sorry. Anyway, so now, that was the first page of the syllabus, which has chock full of information that you're going to forget, unless you need to find my phone number or my email address. But the second page, this is the important one. This is the important one. Excuse me. Print out the second page and put it on your refrigerator or on your clipboard or pegboard or wherever, your desk or whatever, because we move very quickly, folks. We're going to do two chapters a week. Sometimes one chapter, but mostly two chapters a week. One time we'll be doing three chapters when we get to insurance. So you've got to move. You've got to spend an hour a day. And as we said, we try to make it as easy as possible by allowing you to use your technology to listen to the presentations, to watch the presentations anywhere you happen to be. At the beach, maybe. I'll meet you at the beach, huh? How's that a deal? Okay, and then, so take a look at this course schedule and realize that, you know, our first exam is the second week. Right? Our second exam is the fourth week, and then the sixth week, and then we have a final. Oh, my goodness. We move very quickly, and you're going to be turning in assignments every week, folks. So are you ready? You know, contact me if you feel that this is too much. If it's too much, then we might want to get you started for the get you started in the fall. And if so, contact me because there's plenty of people on the waiting list. All right. And at the end of this the 8-week session, I'll give you a little bit more time to take the final because it's online. So don't tell the administration. All right. We're supposed to be done August 3rd, which is the Thursday. Oh no, wait, what is it? I forget exactly what the date is. But we're supposed to be done on the Thursday, which is August 2nd. But I'll give you to at least Saturday, maybe even Sunday of that week, of that coming week to take the final and turn in your last assignments. Because it's just not enough time. It's just too much time. It reminds me of that, it was a long time ago, it was a joke where people went through the Louvre in Paris, you know, the very famous Louvre museum, art museum, on roller skates. In other words, it was a joke. Right? They were trying to see everything in 6 minutes, so they went through the that's right. That's how it feels like. We're going through this semester, which is normally 16 weeks. We're doing it in 8 weeks. So, oh my goodness, we have no time to dawdle. So I've spoken at length long enough and implored you to be serious about this class and spend time every day, and I hope you take it to heart. And again, I'm going to thank you for being in our class and say to you with all sincerity that we want this to be the best class you've ever taken. So best of luck and success to you. Contact me. That's why I'm getting paid the big bucks. if you have questions, contact me. There are a certain percentage of students who just never contact the professor or teacher for whatever reason. But you'll find that we're here to help. That's our job. We love teaching, most all of us. There's a couple of stinkers we have. Check out Rate My Professors. Thank you very much for being in our class. Let's get started.